You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech is the increased momentum and, in fact, legislation in places like Australia and New Zealand to get the technology platforms to pay publishers directly. The argument is that there's a lot of content from news publishers that appears on Google or on Facebook for which the tech companies get money, but the publishers don't. You search for something, you might see a headline from, let's just use the New York Times as an example, but it could be Wired or any other publisher. You'll see the headline from the New York Times. You may not click on that link. There may be an ad. Google may monetize that ad. So the Times has created information, shows up in your search. Times doesn't get paid for having created that information, but Google makes money off of it. Behind that is the argument that a lot of people in media make, and a lot of politicians make, that the tech platforms have destroyed the business of the media industry. They've taken all the advertising dollars. So my view on both these issues is a little more complicated. On the question of whether they've taken our business model, I don't buy that. I mean, they did win our business model, but they built a better ad product, and that's how capitalism works. You have one way of advertising, and somebody comes up with a better way of advertising, they deserve to win. I mean, there are complicated dynamics here. There's some complicated particular moments, but in general, that's capitalism. On the question of who should be paid with those links, that also gets complicated. So Wired writes a lot of stories. People go to Google. Sometimes people don't click on the links, which means Google is monetizing them and we're not, but sometimes people do click on them, which means we do monetize them. In fact, a lot of people will click on a link, read a Wired story, decide to subscribe. Well, that's great. So if you were to go back to the negotiating table and start bargaining again, would the publishers want to pay Google for the distribution or Google want to pay publishers for the content? I'm not clear at the end of that negotiation where the money would go. There's also something that makes me feel a little uneasy about any system of direct payments, and that's conflict of interest, right? If publishers are getting paid a lot of money directly by Google, well, they also cover Google. They have to write about that company. That's the kind of arrangement that journalism traditionally tries to avoid. So, in conclusion, how do I feel? I feel like the argument is being made by many legislators, many other people, many of my colleagues, many of the people in the press is a little too simple. The relationships between tech companies and journalists are fraught in 150 separate ways. I do have some solutions, but my top one is not mass direct payments. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.